If you walk into a new exhibit of Brian Youngen's work at the National Museum of the American Indian here in Washington, you'll see six totem poles. At least, that's what you might think they are. But take a second look, and you'll see they're actually made up of stacked golf bags cut together to form colorful towers about 10 feet high. There's another piece in the exhibit that appears to be a traditional ceremonial American Indian mask painted red, white, and black. Walk up a little closer, though, and you'll discover it's made entirely from Nike Air Jordans, basketball shoes. The giant whale skeleton hanging from the ceiling? Canadian artist Brian Youngen fashioned it entirely from cut-up white plastic chairs.
A lot of the work I was making is a reaction to the fact that Native Americans and Native American experience and culture was inside of museums of natural history. That's where a lot of the inspiration for the Nike masks and the whale skeleton came out of, that almost as a critique of that. So now it existing in a museum like this to me is amazing. It's come full circle in a way.
Brian Youngen, who's a member of the Dunuzah tribe from the Pacific Northwest, is one of Canada's top contemporary artists. This is his first major show at a museum dedicated to Native American art and culture, and it's a first for the museum as well. Youngen is the very first living Native American artist to have a solo show at the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian. It's called Brian Youngen, Strange Comfort, and it opened this weekend. Brian Youngen met us inside the exhibition hall to talk about his work. Talk to me a little bit about your tribal background and how it sort of factors into this kind of artwork.
Well, when I grew up in the 70s and 80s, there was, well, I think there still is a lot of hostility towards First Nations people.
Your mother's tribe was the Dunuzah?
Dunuzah, yes. So my investigations into my own kind of cultural background happened when I was a late teenager. I started to do a lot of drawings that were, you know, taking advantage of stereotypes that exist of Indian folks, doing these kind of satirical, cartoonish drawings. That was a way of kind of reclaiming the term Indian. After that, I kind of started making objects, and that's when I first made the Nike work.
I've noticed that you work a lot with sports paraphernalia, golf bags, baseball mitts, Air Jordans. Is that deliberate? I mean, clearly there has long been controversy over professional sports teams with names like the Chiefs, the Redskins, the Indians, the Braves.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's one place that I kind of started from, using that material. I felt that if these professional sports teams felt that they had every right to use such terminology, then I had every right to exploit their materials for my artwork. And I also feel that professional sports play a role in society that serves like a ritual and ceremony. Having experienced that within my own family and the dancing and drumming that I participate in, I know how important that is. And it's a good way to get people to, you know, look at artwork, is if they can understand the material.
And we should mention that our listeners can see photos of your work at our website, npr.org. I want to ask you about this piece over here. We're looking at an Indian tribal warrior with a headdress at the top, and the figure is made up of baseball mitts. The fingers from the baseball mitts are meant to be the feathers at the top of the headdress.
It's kind of an ominous figure. It's more like what I refer to as kind of a suit of armor, Japanese armor and European armor. But the use of the baseball gloves really kind of makes this feel like a Native American. I did a whole series around baseball, using baseball material. There was baseball skins themselves from a large collection of baseballs that I was finding, and which I essentially skinned and used the outsides to make these human skulls.
I have one final question for you. You are widely considered to be one of the most significant living artists in Canada. Do you consider yourself a contemporary artist who happens to be Native rather than a Native artist?
I don't know. It's one thing I do know is that crossing the border to get back into the U.S. or Canada, if I say I'm an artist, I'm actually put through a lot more questions. But if I say I'm a Native artist, then I'm allowed almost right through, you know, no questions asked. So people have a very, predetermined idea of what a Native artist is, and it's seen as something that's very pious.
Brian Youngen's artwork is now on display at the National Museum of the American Indian. It's called Strange Comfort, and we spoke with Brian here at the museum. Thanks for showing us around.
Oh, thank you very much.